This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iran claims it launched two ballistic missiles today, purportedly inscribing them in Hebrew with a message saying Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. The semi-official Fars news agency showed pictures it said were of Qadar H missiles being fired from a mountain range in eastern Iran into the Sea of Oman. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. stands with Israel in defense of its borders and skies.
Under the president's leadership, the United States has invested above and beyond our FMF assistance, over $3 billion in the Iron Dome system and other missile defense programs and systems for Israel.
According to an Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps leader, the reason the missiles have a range of 2,000 kilometers is to be able to strike Israel. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden today condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians coming as he visited Israel, saying there is no justification for this hateful violence. Biden called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous terrorist act, saying civilized leaders cannot see the violence as appropriate.
This cannot be viewed by civilized leaders as an appropriate way in which to behave. It's just not tolerable in the 21st century.
Speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said nothing justifies these attacks and criticized Palestinian leaders for not condemning them. U.S. defense officials say an Islamic State operative captured by American special forces last week is a key figure in the militant group's chemical weapons program in Iraq, where new gas attacks by the terror group were reported today. The man suspected of being the chemical weapons chief was reported detained last week, but the link to chemical weapons was not disclosed. Officials in Iraq told VOA Islamic State fighters fired rockets into North Baghdad this week, earlier today. This is VOA News. U.S. and Somali forces have attacked an al-Shabaab base west of Mogadishu, the second significant U.S. attack on the group in 5 days. A U.S. official confirmed today's raid was a joint U.S.-Somali government operation targeting al-Shabaab. A local official in Somalia said helicopters dropped between 60 and 70 soldiers into the outside of the town of Ad Hegel just after midnight. The official said the troops then attacked three or four targets in the town, inflicting a number of casualties on the militants. Last Saturday, the Pentagon said another attack killed about 150 militants. Al-Shabaab confirmed that attack, but said the death toll was exaggerated. Thousands of migrants from Syria and other countries are stranded in Greece now that Macedonia has closed its border. Macedonian police shut the borders one day after Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia declared their borders closed to almost all transiting migrants, the exception being made only for asylum seekers. These actions effectively close the so-called Balkan route that many migrants have taken to reach wealthier nations in Western Europe. The situation near the Greece-Macedonian border is described as dire. Authorities say nearly 36,000 migrants and refugees are stranded in Greece, including more than 14,000 refugees, mainly Syrian and Iraqi nationals, stuck in one muddy, unhygienic camp near a border crossing into Macedonia. The WHO is convening world scientists and experts on infectious disease and vector control for a 3-day consult on how to head off the potential tragedy of Zika virus, linked to microcephaly, a brain disorder in newborn babies. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO Assistant Director General in charge of Zika research and development, Marie-Paul Kini, says researchers are responding vigorously to an upsurge of thousands of cases in Brazil. She says more than 60 groups are working on diagnostics, vaccines, therapeutics, and vector control. She says vaccine development is still months from human clinical trials.
It is possible that vaccines may come late for the current Latin American outbreak, but the development of a vaccine remains an imperative.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has announced the death of the so-called fifth Beatle, producer Sir John Martin, at age 90. Starr posted the news on Twitter today with a photograph of Martin with the Beatles, captioned, "Thank you for all your love and kindness, George." British Prime Minister David Cameron tweeted a tribute early today, calling Martin a giant of music. Martin, who was a classically trained musician, signed the four young Beatles to a music contract in 1962 and was considered essential to their success. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.